portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, let's go. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Good to see you. Steve Friend will be on today. He's the former FBI agent who turned whistleblower, who said he was working on saving kids and protecting kids from pedophiles, was taken off of that, and was told, go take care of domestic terrorism. Go and jot down, I kid you not, license plate numbers of the cars that are at school board meetings. Well, he was in front of a committee last week. He's not the one that was asked the dumb question about the tweet. You know, a tweet went out from an account that wasn't the guy's account, yet some doofus of a representative still asked him about it. It was not Steve Friend, but he is no longer on suspension. He's no longer with the FBI at all. He had to move on to support his family. But I asked him very directly, what did you think in front of these idiots last week who are asking the dumbest questions possible? What do you think about the Department of Justice and how weaponized it's become? What's it going to take to get it back in order? We've got that for you. Also, Kay Smith will be in the program. Plus, a warning. If you're black, you should not go to Florida. Oh, yes. That a warning coming from the NAACP, even on a Monday. That's a Motown Monday. Let's go. Carrie, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
That is Chocolate Voice. We've got Polo in the house. Sam getting it done. I don't want to show it anybody there. Let's try it again. There's Chocolate Boys. There's Polo. There's Sam. Okay. That's how we do it. If you are black, or if you are LGBTQ, X123, XIA, Spirit, 2x5, then you should not be going to Florida. Florida is just bad. There's bad people there. Of course, that's stupid. Florida's doing better than almost any other state, rivaling Texas when it comes to the economy, unemployment rate, cost of living, freedom and liberty. Florida's doing great. And anybody who's saying you shouldn't go to Florida, if you're one of these intersectional things, if you fall in one of these characteristics in the intersectional stratosphere, the only people that are saying don't go to Florida are those that are mad at Florida for being so successful. And they're lying about why you shouldn't go to Florida, but they're saying it anyway. They're pretending that Florida has refused to teach black history, which, of course, is not true, not even for a second. No, something very different is going on in Florida, but here's this really dumb warning that's out there. And I wonder if, as a black person, or as a, whatever it, the intersectionality is, do you really want them to think you're stupid? I mean, I think they think you're stupid. I don't think you're stupid, but I think everybody on the left who's pushing this ridiculous agenda thinks you're stupid if you happen to be an American of African descent. They think you're dumb. And they've been controlling certain sections of our society for a long time. They think they still can. Does the NAACP hold any weight anymore? The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? That's what it stands for. NAACP. They've come out with a warning. Carrie, what's the warning?
From the Hill, the NAACP issued a formal travel advisory for Florida on Saturday, saying the state's become hostile to black Americans under Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's leadership. On a seeming quest to silence African-American voices, the governor and the state of Florida have shown that African-Americans are not welcome in the state of Florida, the travel advisory reads. Due to the sustained, blatant, relentless, and systemic attack on democracy and civil rights, the NAACP hereby issues a travel advisory to African-Americans and other people of color regarding the hostility towards African-Americans in Florida, the group added. The advisory points to several of DeSantis's controversial policies, including legislation he signed on Monday to prohibit colleges from spending public funds on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. The Florida governor also previously signed the Stop Woke Act, restricting how workplaces and schools can discuss race during required training or instruction, and blocked an advanced placement African-American studies course in the state's public schools, claiming it it lacked educational value. Let me be clear, failing to teach an accurate representation of the horrors and inequalities that Black Americans have faced and continue to face is a disservice to students and a dereliction of duty to all, NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said in a statement. Under the leadership of Governor DeSantis, the state of Florida has become hostile to Black Americans and in direct conflict with the democratic ideals our union was founded upon, Johnson added.
Okay, let's break this down. Kerry, thank you. Anti-woke movement in Florida is Ron DeSantis saying you can't teach CRT, which is critical race theory, in schools that are funded by the public. Anti-woke is also you can't force conversations about sexuality on young students in public school either. Anti-DEI, anti-diversity, equity, inclusion, is actually anti-racism. If you get rid of DEI, you're getting rid of racism. And let me break it down for you. Critical race theory is the theory that Black people somehow are everybody other than whites. White people somehow are oppressing everybody else. White people somehow came up with the whole idea of racism, put it into the machinery of the country. We have systemic and fundamental racism in the country, and you got to teach CRT to show how white people are bad and everybody else is good. That's what CRT is. It's made up. It's not real. It's a theory. It's made up by somebody who made millions and millions of dollars off this theory by pretending that millions of Americans are somehow victimized by other Americans. Okay? DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity means other than white. Equity means equality of outcome. And inclusion means you must include our way of life and our thought process or else you somehow are a racist or something, a phobe. Forcing DEI takes away meritocracy in the country. Meritocracy is if you're a better fill-in-the-blank person to do whatever fill-in-the-blank job or activity, then you should get the rewards because you showed through merit that you deserve the awards. When I was growing up, we played Little League Baseball. We got first place one year. I know we got last place another year. The reason why we had different places and we didn't just get the same size trophy, although many in this day and age are giving the same size trophy, is because the team that was the best deserved to get the best trophy. The team that was the worst got to get the worst trophy. Something, but not anywhere near what the first place guys got. And if you wanted the first place trophy, you had to be better, play better, practice more, really earn your way up the rung of placements in the league. Pretty simple. I'm allegedly in the top 10 talk shows in the country, some would say, on the planet. I'd like to be number one day. I'm not. I used to be number 95. I'm not anymore. Before that, I was number 2,000. But I'm not now. Worked really hard to get somewhere with what it is that I do. I didn't move up because people said, man, we don't have enough Italians as talk show hosts in the country. No, what they said was, hey, we can make some money here. You know, we could make some money here, and we could probably get more stations, and we could get larger audiences. That's kind of the way it worked. They didn't do it because they didn't have somebody else that looked like me or sounded like me or from where I am. So DEI gets rid of that. Diversity, literally, by the way the left utilizes it in our society, is anti-white. Equity is, as I said, equality of outcome. No matter if you score 30 runs and the other team scores 2, you're both going to get the same trophy, the same pat in the back, and the same placement. You're all going to be first place. You're all going to be last place. It's forced socialism. So what is Florida doing? Florida is saying no more forced socialism. No more racism against any race, even white people. You can't be racist against them, nor blacks, nor what people are describing as brown, and so on. You can't racially discriminate. Because right now, the way a lot of these woke people are following their lives, they say it's okay to be racist against whites because slavery, racist against whites because oppression, racist against whites because segregation or fill in the blank. It's not. Either we have equal opportunity and no racism, or we have a bunch of racism and we have inequality. You've got to figure it out. So no CRT and no DEI. Now, if there is a law in Florida passed by the legislature and by the governor that says, you know, black people should get less of this, or black people should get less of that, or Hispanic people should get less of the other, or fill in the blank people should get this, that I'm going to stand with you and force DeSantis and the legislature to change that. That goes against who we are as a country. We are an equal opportunity country. We are a country that believes that we can all pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and through our talents, our hard work, our sweat equity, we can move our way up and have a nice living and have a nice life. So getting rid of DEI is a good thing. Getting rid of CRT is a good thing. Telling teachers you can't talk about sexual orientation nor sexual desire with our kids in school is a good thing. So what I need to know is, what is it that the NAACP has a problem with? Does the NAACP think black people are inferior to whites? I don't. Do they? Does the NAACP think that gay people are inferior to straight people? I don't. Do they? How about Hispanics? Are they inferior to white people? I don't think so. Does the NAACP think so? If not, then why exactly is it that you gave a travel advisory, which, by the way, most people would not have known about it until I told you. Nobody's walking around going, I wonder what the NAACP says today about my travel. Nobody's saying that. So, yeah, I'm going to get emails, you know, we didn't know about it until you said something. Why'd you give them the publicity they wanted? Because I want to expose people for the stupidity through which they live. I want to expose people who are racist. The NAACP should not exist anymore. It's a racist organization with a racist name. It's an organization that is not out to help anybody. It's out to sow division. Keep in mind, if the controllers can divide us, stop us from talking to each other, really make black people think whites hate them or whites think that blacks hate them, then we'll never talk to each other. I'm not playing that game. We should talk to each other. No DEI, no CRT, no ESG, kiss my ASS. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts about this continuing to permeate our society, where people get to pretend there's racism or ethnocentricity or somethingophobia going on when there's not. Don't you agree with me that we should keep on fighting back, keep on pushing back, and keep on telling the truth, and then that's going to rise to the top? The NAACP can kiss my ass. Your thoughts when we come back on the Joe Pag Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pag Show for your Monday, Motown Monday. Lots going on, lots to get to. The NAACP decides, hey, you shouldn't go to Florida. It's bad, bad time in Florida. They won't teach the DEI and the CRT in there. They're getting rid of black history. Let me say it again. There is nobody in Florida, nobody with any power anyway, who is trying to get rid of black history in Florida. It is still being taught. It will continue to be taught as part of history in this country. The problem is, places like the NAACP and race hustlers like Al Sharpton, they just want racism against white people. And they want others to be lifted up on high. The only way to do that is pretend that what was happening 150 years ago is still happening today. And of course, it's not. So the whole idea that, again, the organization has no power, NAACP should not exist anymore. But they're out there giving some, I don't know, giving some travel advisory. Travel advisory. Don't go to Florida. That DeSantis hates the black people. This is all leading into a possible DeSantis run for president. They're trying to pretend the guy's racist. He's never done a racist thing that I know of. Just like Trump never did a racist thing. In fact, he helped black people in America, Donald Trump did, in 4 years. more in 4 years than Barack Obama did in 8. In fact, Obama ignored the black community the entire time he was in office, the first black president in modern times. So I don't want to hear any more garbage about a travel advisory this, you have to have DEA that, ESG the other, CRT the other thing. No. You got to dig in. You've got to take a stand. You've got to say truth. And when you speak truth, you can awaken people and you will have conversations with people. We go to the phone line. It's going to be AJ. AJ!
Joe Pags, what's going on, baby?
Talk to me, AJ. We love you, brother. Talk to me. What do you think? You can't go to Florida. You're black. You can't go to Florida, AJ.
Well, that's okay. I don't want to go there. I'll stay in Texas. Hey, Motown. Hey, maybe I ought to go to Chicago and act like an illegal and sleep in the police station. What do you think?
You can do that. Absolutely. Because
I'm trying to figure out what's going on, Motown. What they doing to our country, Motown? This is unbelievable. Nobody's talking about. I was in Ohio. Nobody's talking about Joe Biden and his corruption. And Obama and his corruption. But it's amazing, Motown. What's going on, man? Why are they doing this to our country, man?
They're doing this to the country because they want to stay in power. And AJ, you have to understand, you're a black man, I'm a white man. We're not supposed to talk to each other. If we talk to each other, we'll understand we like each other, we get along, we agree on a lot of things. They don't want us talking to each other because if you and I don't talk, they could tell you he hates you. They could tell me that you hate me. And this way they can keep us divided and control us. They can't control us if we talk. That's why talking to your neighbor, talking to the people at the gym, talking to the people at the bar, whatever, doing that and getting to know everybody really does harm the power of government. That's what we want.
Well, they better leave us alone because we're going to talk till we turn blue and white.
Exactly right. Exactly right. No, dude, is Houston overrun with illegals right now? Are you seeing a difference in the city?
Motown, I'm seeing more at the gas station like a bad habit. Really am. I'm seeing, you know how they sit around at the gas stations?
Yes.
I'm seeing more and more at the gas station. I'm like, where are they going? Where are they staying? Who do they know? Where do they go? I don't get it. And, you know, and then they kick our veterans out.
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure this out, Motown. But hey, all I got to say is I heard Tim Scott. I think he went to try to be president.
Yeah.
What do you think that's all about, Motown?
Well, I think that he's running for vice president. I can't imagine that any of these people think they can actually win. Maybe DeSantis thinks so, but everybody else, they're going to be second place at best. And I don't know why you would jump in unless you're trying to make a run for, hey, Mr. Trump, take me with you. I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, you seen Trump gave him a good welcoming and
he said he'd be better than DeSantis.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like DeSantis, but he just doesn't care. He doesn't care.
You know Trump is the man. Trump always got to do the thing, you know that.
Yes, definitely. But I don't know what's up with that.
You, man.
Yeah, I love
Y'all
you too.
Ahead.
We'll talk to you in a bit, brother. We love you. All right. I was going to bring that up. Maybe I'll bring it up again after the bottom of the hour, but I don't know why Tim Scott jumps in unless it's what we said last week, that more and more people are jumping in because more and more people want to be the vice president. I don't know why you take on a guy who should have gotten a second term already. I don't know why you take him on. I don't care who you are. Wait till 28. It doesn't make any sense, but it's interesting to watch how he goes after DeSantis. But he's nicer to other people. That's very interesting to me. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Paul, San Antonio, quickly for me. Come on.
Yeah, Joe. The biggest con that was ever performed upon America was the convincing of blacks that a vote for Democrats was actually a vote against racism, when in reality it's a vote for an ideology that goes directly against their own best interests. And the reason that they're going after DeSantis is because he's taking away every vehicle that they use to promote that propaganda. And without that vehicle, via the schools, via diversity and equity, there's no way for it to grow. So hence it would die. So they've got to go after DeSantis. They don't have a choice.
Well, I agree with you, Paul. Black people in America historically voted Republican. They're voting Democrat now since about 1935, 1940. How long is it going to take before they realize, okay, voting Democrat isn't working for us?
They see it, but black people are very conservative in their own lives, but
right.
When it comes to a national venue, is when they get away from it.
And I got to run. Paul, I love you. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.